Welcome to episode 9 of the podcast, What's Your Price? I'm Josh Nelson. I sit down with hilarious friend of mine, and I also work with him, Dave Scheline. We talk a lot of shit to each other, and find out what his price is. So I hope you enjoy the episode. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you think. All right, thanks, guys. Here we go. Next episode of What's Your Price? I'm here with a good friend and a guy I work with, David Scheline. What's up, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for doing the episode. I appreciate it.
No worries.
We're just going to get into it. So it's called What's Your Price? I'm going to ask you how much money it would take to get you to do certain things.
Got it.
And hopefully the goal is eventually when this thing has a bunch of fans, we'll raise the money and then you have to do it.
Cool. Let's do it.
So think about that when you pick these numbers.
Okay.
All right. First question, always the first question. How much money would it take for you to get in the ring against Mike Tyson?
How much money would it take to get in the ring with Mike Tyson? Is Mike Tyson, is he in his prime or is he his age now?
I mean, I don't think it's going to matter, but we'll just say he's in his prime.
Well, I can take a punch.
Okay. Oh, and you have to throw one punch at least.
Just one haymaker, just one right at the mug. Is he going to allow this to happen?
I mean, I don't think you'll hit him.
Okay, are we using sparring stuff or is it just open? Is it
boxing match, dude?
In his prime,
pay per view.
I would take $6 million for the fight. Okay, I don't want it nationally televised.
Okay,
globally televised. And then I'd send a good portion of it to people that have been ran over by a truck. Because I would be probably sucking vegetables through a straw for the rest of my life.
Okay. So you're doing it for just charity reasons. You're not even going to...
Just charity. Well, I want to keep half the money because I'm not going to be able to work for the rest of my life.
Okay. So you think you'll get knocked out? You don't think you'll win?
Unless there was divine intervention, I would probably be close to murdered. So,
yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, I like that. $6 million, half's going to charity. You're a good guy.
Divine, I mean, I would have to, what is that one spot on your head? And I'd have to hit that perfectly with my you're not allowed to say that. Sorry.
Oh, you're not going to knock him out. I just want you to throw a punch so you're just not running around the ring and then he's going
to knock you out. Well, that one punch would have to land perfectly on his forehead. And I would have to, like, as I lean back and I hit him like this, because that's how I punch, it would have to be perfect.
Perfect for what, though? What do you think that punch is going to do?
Knock him out.
No, you're not going to knock Tyson out. You're out of your mind.
Perfectly in this one spot on your head, no. Where the biggest vein in your head,
if you're I out hit of your that perfectly, mind.
He might go, I just be like,
ugh. Tyson could literally stand there and go like this and just say, hit me. And there's no way you even knock him out.
Yeah, especially in his prime.
Yeah.
I mean, and I got skills. I got a white belt in karate.
Well, we're not karateing.
Karate.
We're not doing karate, so it doesn't matter.
But still, I'm like a mixed martial artist.
All right, cool.
Okay.
All right, let's go next question then. How much to get slapped by one of those professional slappers? You see them on ESPN. They're like from Belarus, and then you just hold on, and they just come in, and they crack you.
Josh, I've been slapped many, 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 many times. Have so... You? With that being said, yeah, I've been single for most of my whole life. I've been, you know, dating and whatnot. You know, I've never really had a filter, so I've been slapped quite a bit. So
by a girl or at a bar by a dude? Like, when have you been slapped?
There's this one time. Back in the early 2000s, I was looking for my next wife. I decided that the best way to approach a girl at the bar was say, hey, do you want to hit me? And she goes, excuse me? I go, yeah, go ahead and slap me as hard as you can. And sure as shit, she'd fucking hit me. Can I say fuck? I don't know. But yeah, then
you say whatever you
then,
want.
Of course, the whole thing was is like, I gotta hit you back. And then that always turned bad. So.
Yeah.
But anyways, to your point, $1,000.
$1,000. Okay. $1,000. Not by one of those big dudes.
I mean, nowadays, what, $1,000 gets you a nice dinner? I mean, seriously.
I love how you're comparing you getting slapped by a girl to one of those big Belarus, like Russian dudes, whatever they are, Belarus, Russia.
Yeah, I'm kind of a Homer Simpson, so it doesn't really matter.
All right, you're locked in at 1,000. That's it. $1,000
is fine. Yeah.
All right. Easy. How much to take a bar mat shot?
A bar mat shot?
You obviously know what that is.
Why don't you go ahead and explain it?
Well, no, I mean, I know you know what it is, but you just said it with a question mark like you didn't know. We can see by all the wine back there that you you sell wine, so you know what a bar mat shot
is. Yeah, I know what a bar mat shot is. Just to let you know, Josh, what it is at the end of the night, the bar mat with all the extra booze in it gets layered into the mat, and then you do a shot with it.
Yeah, pretty painless.
I'm a Psalms, so I have a very delicate palate. Okay. So I can appreciate the little nuances of
nuance, but that's
right. Nuance of the liqueurs and spirits that settle into the mat. And I don't think if you've ever tried it, you really can't knock it. So $50.
$50. I like that.
$50. Easy.
So something I just want to get out of the way for people that don't know you and me, we like to banter a lot. So this is going to be a fun episode. So that's why I corrected you on the right way to say nuance.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that, Josh. You're always there for me.
I am.
And you want to kick me or like threaten me with my life. It's fine.
But tell that story real quick about how the first month you started working, we almost got in a fight.
Well,
because I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to hear your version, then I'll tell my version second.
Okay, well, let's get a little background. For those of you that don't know Josh, if he is not a complete dick to you, that probably means he doesn't like you. So the first like 6 months getting to know Josh, I thought this guy, I'm like, what the fuck is, I'm going to go to HR. He's harassing me, threatening me. He's telling me that, like, you know, I'm going to lose my job and do something for the team and whatever. And he really has a very hostile work environment. So I was very scared. And I'm not a protected, but, you know, it's very scary. So anyways, we're collecting our samples is what we do. And I'm walking to go get it. And then I hear this like little mumble and I was like, huh? And then all of a sudden he kicks me. And I was like, what? I turn around. I'm like, hey, that's a hate crime. And he's like, fuck you. And he's like, I'll do it again. I'm like, you just kicked me. He's like, fuck you. I didn't do that at all. And then I was like, hey, everyone, did you see him? He kicked me.
He
started threatening me even more. And I was just like, I'm so scared. So I just shut up from then. And I was just like,
oh my God. I love your version. I wish that you and I had to do this story to HR and see who they would believe. The real story
it's still a possibility, Josh.
The real story is we sat next to each other for 6 months because you just started and you were a complete nightmare to sit next to. And because on our team, we all have like weight we have to pull and you just didn't really pull yours. So we were down in the thing and we were sorting samples and I did the whole thing where you walk and I kind of barely click your back like foot so you trip and it was very innocent. Then you said let's fight and I said dude whatever bro, like relax dude, it's fine, I didn't mean to do that. And you're like let's fight. I said anytime. And then that's the real story. So
well, since we're not in front of HR right now, we can go ahead and agree to disagree.
All right, we'll agree to disagree.
Our opinions differ.
All right, let's get back into it. How much for this one? How much to go streaking at a game when there was fans?
Right.
Or in the next 6 months. I'm not talking like no fans, COVID.
I generally have to pay people to see me naked. So this is kind of an unusual question for me.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for anybody to see. I got some weird scars. I got some weird stuff going on, man.
Oh, man, we didn't need to know that.
The Sheline family was never well endowed. Oh, man. So they don't even know what is going on. They're like, is that a boy or a girl? It doesn't matter anymore, by the way. I'd $100,000.
Okay. So a lot of money. How about in a pink bikini?
Pink bikini? You mean the one that I'm wearing right now?
Yeah, exactly. The one you showed me before we went on air.
That's a little too much information, Josh. That would go down. Because maybe you're not seeing my package.
Yeah, you're not naked.
So we'll go 50 grand.
Okay, 50 grand. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and I have weird aleolas. So I'd want those covered up. And I don't care if people can't see that, but that's fine.
We'll get you pasties.
Yeah, give me pasties.
All right. How about this one? I don't think you could do it, but how much to go silent for a whole month?
What?
How much to go silent for a whole month?
Silent for a whole month.
Can't say a word for a month.
Fuck, man.
I know there's no fucking way you could do it.
I don't know if I could do it.
I could it.
You'd have to fucking gag me, dude. I'd fucking pop off all the time, dude.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
I mean, it would be a lot of money. I mean, 50, 60 grand, I think, would be a good starting point, but I don't know if I'd get to it.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you're telling me if I came up to you and said, here's 10 grand, you can't say a word for a month. You can't do it.
Man, I don't know. I try, dude. I fucking try so bad.
It'd be day 3 and you'd already have to give me the money back.
I talk so much shit, Josh. I'm sorry. I can't even, like, some car pulled out in front of us, a family, and they're arguing. They had their reverse lights on, and my girlfriend's sitting next to me, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on with these people? And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I got out of the car. And I ran up to these people and I'm just like, hey, why are you parked in the middle of the road with your reverse lights on? And then they ignored me and drove away. But it's just an example of, I can't show. I can't keep. I
got a story like that too. It's kind of funny. And it turned into a bit because of it. But some guy was honking at me and I was on Facebook and I looked up and the light was green. It was like my fault. But he aggressively honked. So it pissed me off. So I stayed there and waited and it turned red again. Like, just such a dick move. But he just kept laying the horn down, laying it down.
I hate people like that, dude.
So I got out of my car and I looked at him. I said, hey, what are you fucking honking at? And he looks and he points to the top of my car. I look over at my bag, dude. The guy just trying to be nice. Just nice.
He was so worried and he thought he was such a dick.
Ready to fight this dude and he was just like, hey man, your bag's up on your car. Just trying to be nice. And that's when I was like, all right, I need to chill out on the road rage. But yeah, man, dude, I get angry in my car. People get angry in their car.
I know.
How about this one? This one, how much to run a marathon? I think you're a runner, so this might not be that hard.
That's a long way, dude.
Long ways.
My daily run is with a chihuahua, and it's for about 2.5 miles. And I take generally a couple breaks and blame it on my chihuahua.
The chihuahua runs with you, or do you carry the chihuahua?
Well, he kind of runs with me. He's not like a real chihuahua. He's actually kind of got some terrier in him. But he gets really mad when people call him chihuahua. So that's why I heard him just growl. So he's a little upset. But Josh, that would take a lot of work. How about a 5K?
No, it's dude, I'm not asking you how much to do easy things. Like, they're going to be hard. How much to run a marathon on Saturday?
This Saturday?
This fucking Saturday. How much? This dude's like, how much for me to do the dishes? Like, bro, they're going to be tough questions.
Ah, man. This Saturday, I don't know if I'd make it, but you'd have to give me 100 grand at least. Sorry, what? Dude.
$100,000 to run a
marathon. Have you heard of hyperinflation?
$100,000 to run a
marathon. $100,000 for...
out of your mind, dude. Didn't you say you would get slapped for like $5, but you'll run a marathon for $100,000?
That's, dude, I don't do anything. I'm just getting hit. And like I said, my head's kind of like fluffy and numb.
Yeah, I got
from
you.
All the alcohol that I drink, so.
All right, how much to put on one of those dog shock collars and get shocked 3 times?
Yeah, $5.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm into that kind of shit.
Oh God, you turned this sexual kink, dude. What did you just do, bro? all right, we're gonna
back. I'll pay you to do it.
We're gonna move on from that.
I'll give you $50 to shock me with a dog.
We're gonna move on from that one. Oh,
come on, Gosh, please.
Okay, how about this? How much to ride one of those the bulls, like the 8 for 8 seconds, like a professional bull? How much to ride one of those? You're obviously not gonna ride it for 8 seconds.
I'm not doing it.
No amount of money.
Nah, because I'm kind of a porcelain doll.
Okay.
I break easy, so I don't know if I guess you'd have to at least
pay some amount of money.
Yeah. I know I'm gonna hurt myself. We know. I mean, this is like, yeah. I'm gonna break my arm. I'm gonna break my leg.
Okay.
So you gotta at least compensate me for my work. You gotta compensate me for my pain.
First of all, I know what you do, so you don't work very hard or make very much money, so I don't need to worry about that.
It's not that very much.
So that's not even a factor.
Do I score points? Is my girlfriend there? Is she gonna think this is cool? Or
yeah, she'll think it's really cool and very smart.
Okay, cool.
We'll you wouldn't do it for $20,000? You wouldn't get on one of those bulls?
Yeah, I'd do it for $20,000, I guess.
$10,000?
Because then I'd collect medical and stuff like that. So
yeah,
$20,000. That's 20 is a good price. Yeah.
$10,000?
I just don't like pain, Josh.
$5,000?
Broken bone pain. Well, I mean, I don't know. $5,000? Nah, $20,000.
Okay. I tried to get you lower.
Nah, you can't negotiate me down.
All right. So just like the bull, because this is what would happen afterwards, how much to wear 2 arm casts for a month?
You mean pretty much what I did in my late 20s?
Did you do that?
Well, I shattered my tib fib and I had an external fixator, which had spokes shooting through my ankle.
Kind of like that, but this would be the arm ones.
Well, no, those are my legs. Have you ever tried you just can't drink coffee, dude. It's terrible.
Can't do anything.
You're like this.
Yeah,
like,
you can't do anything.
You can't
wipe your ass.
Yeah, you can't touch anything. You can't. So is this after my bull ride?
Well, no, this is just, even if you don't have broken.
Well, no, if I fall, if I go on my bull ride.
You'll need those.
Then I'm gonna break both my arms anyways. So, probably about the same amount for the bull ride.
$20,000.
$20,000. So right. We're in 40 now.
Okay.
Because if I do my bull ride and I hurt myself, which I'm probably gonna break both my arms, I'm in $40,000. That's good.
Perfect, dude.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this one. How much to be homeless for a week? You just get what you're wearing. And then you're on the street for a week.
What part of town?
You can pick the area.
Really?
What area are you going?
Probably something nice like Rancho Santa Fe. You know, if you settle up in that, you know, little square in Rancho Santa Fe, people are really going to take care of you. But if you go, if you downgrade and go to like place like, I don't want to say it, anything but hurt anyone's feelings, like Escondido. I live in Escondido, but people are just like, I don't have a job either, I can't pay you. So
okay,
so and they're probably gonna mistreat you and probably gonna beat you up. I'm probably gonna get beat up. So for 1 week, I think it'd be fun. That'd be like a little social experiment. Could I at least have cameras and stuff and like have people film the whole experience?
Yeah, we'll film it.
Okay, cool. kind of like Naked and Afraid in Escondido.
Yeah, but hopefully you have clothes. Because that would, I mean, you just go straight to jail if you did that.
Well, you said the clothes that I'm wearing right now, currently I have no pants on, so.
Okay, well then it looks like you're going to jail.
So we got to take that into consideration. 1 week, is that 7 days or is that?
Yeah, we're going Monday to Monday.
Monday to Monday. I'd like $1,000 a day.
Oh, okay. $1,000 a day?
$1,000. I don't want to rape you over the coals.
Okay. I don't think you're allowed to say that word anymore, but that's all right. Let's go with this. How much to sleep in a dumpster for 24 hours?
Well, isn't that kind of included on the homeless
separate thing? But you could do it also and make double your money.
Again, dumpsters vary. I've slept in a couple dumpsters before.
The dumpster is in Pacific Beach.
That's expensive. that's expensive. I mean, especially like on a Saturday at 2 a.m., someone's going to be peeing on me for sure. I mean,
whatever.
Somebody's, bro. I'm probably going to get defecated on.
You're just in there. You're like, hey, I'm in here.
I'm probably going to get old furniture thrown on top of my head. So it's, I mean, so it's true. Very expensive, Josh.
Dude, when I lived in PB, if anytime you had to move, you just put your stuff in the alley and it was gone in like an hour. It was insane.
Exactly. And the only thing that was left was the furniture that's not even functional anymore. And then that just gets broken apart.
Just the metal
pieces. Thrown into a dumpster.
Metal pieces.
Yeah. That's pretty dangerous. And I'm not leaving this. I got to pee on myself and all that good stuff.
You just have to be inside the dumpster for 24 hours.
All right. $10,000.
Okay. That's
because it's dangerous.
Yeah. That seems like a legit amount.
Yeah.
Let's go this route. How much to shave your head?
$100.
You shave your $100.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll pay you $100 right now.
You give me $100 to shave my head.
I'll Venmo you $100 right now. You shave your head with a razor. I'm calling your shit, dude. Let's
get it. $500.
Oh, now the money goes up when it gets real, huh? You pussy.
I love you, Josh, but I'm not going to shave my fucking head for your fucking podcast.
Dude. You said $100. You picked the price. I didn't give you a price. You picked it. And then once you got...
You're probably never paying me. That's the thing.
So no, I'll Venmo you right now. We'll film it. I'll send it to you. And you do this. I knew you were full of shit. All right, so $500 to shave your head.
$500.
That seems legit. How much to shave your eyebrows?
I don't know. Do they grow back after they're shaven, Josh?
I don't think so, dude. You don't have very big eyebrows either.
I don't. You and
I have really little.
Yeah, that's more than I've seen you've had before in the past.
I know.
Are they growing out? Are you putting like...
Well, I did this bet.
Putting like that stuff?
I did this bet 3 years ago.
Minoxidil or whatever. Looks good, dude. All right, did you get those penciled in?
No, dick.
I remember one time I was looking at Josh and I was sitting there. This is probably like a year in. I was looking at him. And we sit right next to each other. I look at him and go, holy shit, that dude has no fucking eyebrows.
I don't, man.
He has no fucking eyebrows.
You know what's funny is I tell a joke about it on stage, and as soon as I tell the joke, everyone comes up to me and they go, oh my God, you don't have eyebrows.
Yeah, it's weird.
And they don't notice, but once I tell the joke and they hear it, they're like, I can't stop
remembering. Staring, yeah. Yeah, it took me a good couple months after that. But I got over it, Josh. You're just a regular human being like the rest of us.
Give me a dollar amount. How much? And then make it real so that way I don't have to call you out on your bullshit again.
Fuck, I look so weird without... I look like you without eyebrows.
Ah. Good. That was a good day.
I don't know, dude. A thousand. More? No, like 10 grand, dude. It's got to be something. I don't. I love the dude. I've told women when I used to date online, on my profile, I said I have two perfect things: foot size and eyebrows.
You're such an asshole.
Okay, good.
All right. How about this? How much to go on Facebook? Do you Facebook, right?
I've canceled. I'm off Facebook.
Right? Do you do Instagram? Do you do any social media?
I can do Instagram. I don't know how to really use it. I'm kind of a boomer. Right.
How much to post Trump 2024 on your Instagram page and leave it for 24 hours? And this isn't saying who you're voting for. This is just you have to post.
I know. You and I have discussed this. We want to start our own party of normal people. But
yeah, the middle party where it's not all the
middle party. Exactly.
Which where everyone's not crazy. Everybody, but for some reason they don't count.
Yeah.
So you got to post that. You got to leave it for 24 hours and then just take the backlash. Except for you probably only have like 7 followers on your Instagram anyway. So probably
it's not that big a deal for me. So. That'd be brutal. I'd probably want at least 30 grand. That I don't want to go too crazy, but that is brutal.
Yeah. Next thing you know,
and I'd have to tell people I actually got paid to put that up.
You'd get fired from Southern. You're like, wait, what?
I'd probably get fucking canceled nowadays.
Probably did. Even though you don't have anything to cancel, but all right.
I know.
Okay. Let's go back to this one, actually. Back to the hair one. How much to get a Brazilian bikini wax?
All right, I got one yesterday.
I feel like this is something.
Pay for the wax, dude.
Okay.
What, do you want to do it right now?
No, but I'll pay for you to get it waxed and we'll walk it.
You know what they call that, right, Josh?
No.
It's called the baseball cut.
What?
The bat, the balls, and the dugout.
Oh, God.
You never heard that, dude?
Is the dugout the asshole?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Because I know what the bat and the balls are.
Your balls are your genitals, and then the dugout is your...
I've never heard that, dude. It's the first time I've ever heard that, man.
Yeah, just give me the baseball cut.
So you've gotten your asshole waxed before?
I got it done yesterday. Feels great. It's liberating.
I wish you'd stop lying.
I look like a 12-year-old boy. It's great.
Oh, that's disgusting. Okay, how about this one? How much to do the show Naked and Afraid?
It's expensive. I have a very awkward looking body. Most of my friends have told me that, that we would watch football. You know, the punter that I would run out on the field?
Yeah.
They go, it's Dave. Because he just looks awkward.
Just out of shape.
I have big areolas.
You're just a shape. Okay, how about this? Let's take the naked part out of it, but put yourself in that setting.
Can I just cover up my hairy underpants? Well,
get there, they you find leaves and stuff that you cover up.
Right. I could do it. Give me how much money? 100 grand?
Wow.
Isn't that a good, I mean, we're going to tape the show, right?
People do that for free, dude.
Well, that's dumb. What the fuck would they want to do that?
I know, it makes no sense.
Scorch yourself in the sun while you starve to death, and you're like, "Oh, dude,
honestly,
I thought of this." Like, they get this necklace or something that the end of it, where it's like,
and the part that would get me
this great community of people that fucking did it for no reason either. It's terrible.
The part that gets me is the bugs part. Like, I'm out. There's no way.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, for whatever reason, bugs do not like me. Like people get bitten up. I don't know if it's my musk, but
yeah,
I don't get bit up by bugs really.
Mosquitoes tear me up, so I couldn't. No way.
I just don't like bees.
All right. Ooh, this is a fun one. How much, since you're a baseball guy, Padre guy, how much to take a fastball from a major league pitcher to the body?
How much did I say for this?
You said $1,000 for the flap.
Okay, listen, if it's not orthopedic, if I'm not going to break a bone, if someone's just hitting me, like smacking me in the face, I can handle that. But that seems like it's going to break my bones. And I've broken a lot of bones in my life. So, I mean, there's a certain kind of pain and stuff that I want to deal with throughout this journey. But I would probably want, fuck, that's painful. I mean, I don't know if I'm coming back with that, dude. I mean, that means I'm going to be crippled for the rest of my life. The smack part, like I said, I don't know. It would be $100,000. Yeah, I think it'd be okay.
We got a guy who did an episode. He said 500. And 500? I have a friend, or my buddy knows a major league pitcher. He's going to do it. So the guy's got to do it for $500.
I don't want to do that, dude.
Yeah, well, don't worry.
I'd rather get smacked in the face or get.
You said $1,000 for that, so we're gonna make that happen. That's what we're getting done.
All right.
Okay. A couple more questions. Tattoos. Do you have any tattoos?
I have one eagle one that's barely acceptable.
Okay. How much to get a tramp stamp? You're a funny guy. You could play it off.
Can I keep my patch of hair back there that I have?
No, we're going to shave that so we can do
tattoo. Well, I mean, is it like a cartoon character? It's terrible, right?
You know, we're going to let you pick whatever tramp stamp you want.
Oh, well then maybe it's something with barbed wires, something cool like that.
Yeah, dude, something dope.
Something solid.
Something super solid, bro.
Actually, why don't you just pants down and you see this big barbed wire and a fist? You're like, ooh.
I figured you'd get a San Diego logo tattooed, since that's what you had on your car for the first 10 years I knew you.
Listen, I tinted the windows. I didn't know the sticker was going to be that big. And yes, I was San Diego pride back then. That's when we had the Chargers. I was proud of being a San Diegan. Well, I'm still proud of it, but our sports are terrible now. But
I used to make fun of you so hard for that.
Yeah, you used to make fun of me every chance you had, Josh.
I still do.
Yeah, thank you. Tramp stamp. Can I get it removed?
After a year.
All right. I can deal with $1,000. I don't have I get these big areolas, so I don't have my shirt off too much.
$1,000 for a tramp stamp. Fucking done. You said it. It's in writing. all right. Well, then if you'll do that for $1,000, how much will you do a neck tattoo for?
See, that's the thing. I can't hide it. I mean, can I hide it? I mean, is it going to be apparent?
I mean, you'll be a turtleneck wearing mofo for a year, so. You were dressed yourself.
It's going to be a lot more. $10,000 for a neck.
$10,000 for a Katy Perry neck tattoo.
I love Katy Perry, so, and I'm okay with that. Firework. $10,000.
It's got the fireworks.
Actually, the price went down, $9,000. Katy Perry all day.
I can't wait till you have to do some of this shit. All right. I got a couple more questions. And the next one is, how much to go skydiving?
You pay for my jump. I'll go.
Okay. So you're not scared of skydiving or heights or anything. How much to go bungee jumping?
Bungee jumping, just pay for the jump.
Okay. So now this, back to skydiving. How much to go skydiving? There's 4 parachutes, but only 3 are packed.
So that means I have a 25% chance of dying. correct? Or 75%. If my math is correct, I'm not very good. I'm
or a 75% chance of winning. I mean, any way you want to
cut it. I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous.
Okay, what about this?
I don't like those odds.
What about this? There's four spiders. One of them's poisonous. You will die. You have to eat one of them. Would you do it?
Depends on how, I'd have to be 75 plus to be deciding on stuff like that.
Okay.
But I have nothing left to live for.
Okay.
25% is a very high percentage of death. I mean, right up until this point, we've talked about, pulling, waxing, neck tattoo, getting bitch slapped in the face. I can deal with that. But death, you know.
So there's no amount of money.
I'd have to have a living trust ready and all that good stuff.
So I say, I'm going to give you $1 million if you do this and you're out. You're still not doing it.
Sometimes I have bad luck, Josh.
Okay, what about this? There's five parachutes. Four of them work. One does not.
I don't like those fucking odds, man. That's bullshit, dude.
All right.
I'm not afraid of death either. Even if you said there's 100 shoots and one doesn't, I'd probably do it.
A 1% chance? Wow, you're so brave.
Oh, I'm so brave. So strong, so brave.
Okay.
1% chance that I'm going to get into a fucking plane and jump out. And the possibilities of me actually dying, you know, you got to look at all that. So.
Okay, last question that I'm going to ask you. There's right, 10 parachutes. 9 of them work. How much money? 10% chance.
I go, you got to at least pay me fucking at least $2 million.
Okay, that's fair. This last question is just a suicide check just to see how you're doing and see, you know. Oh, man. That's all the questions, dude. That was painless, right?
Yeah, that was cool.
It's painless until you're going to get slapped by a fucking professional slapper for $1,000.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, thank you for doing that.
I'll even let you slap me for $100.
Let's do that. How much can I slap you for? $100?
Yeah, $100.
And then we can film it and I'll put it out.
Sure.
As hard as I want.
As hard as you want, dude.
You fucking heard it right here first. Thank you. That's going to be the thing on this episode is me slapping you for $100.
Feel good, man. Awesome. 6 years of just pain I've given you.
Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate you doing the podcast.
For sure. Anything-